You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the current planetary conditions. Be sure to check back to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So we are about to experience this glorious, if not challenging, Virgo new moon. And it really does have a bunch of wonderful, like, nuances to it. Not the fact that it's in Virgo, I think, is kind of a huge relief after so many retrograde planets and then Leo and all the sunny, fun-having planets and then moving into Virgo. Now we can get some clarity. Now we, it's like there's a blessing of certainty. And with all those planets, there's a whole bunch of planets going into Virgo or in Virgo already in a little group, which is called a stellium in astrology. We have Venus, Mars, Mercury, the Sun, and this moon will be in Virgo. That's a whole lot of planets. It's like all the parts of your psyche can all gather into cohesion or into like an understanding of what the game plan is, which is great because I think a lot of times, like just from our conditioning from the time we're children, I don't think we're very cohesive in what we're doing and what we really want to happen. So we keep repeating the same routines, which is ruled by Virgo, that aren't necessarily for our best interest. So there's a lovely little touch of Uranus with this new moon too, which can help you bust out of where you're stuck. It can help you see things more creatively. It can help you, it's just a nice little, a nice touch that can help you not be stuck. And Virgo, it's also all mutable energy. So you can see better ideas. You can see better ways. You can see which direction you should go. You can see what the plan should be. It's very clarifying. One of the things that Virgo is always doing is seeking to get better, seeking to better itself, seeking to better everything around it, its environment. It's always on to the next better thing, which is very, I mean, we're here. We might as well be trying to better ourselves. It makes sense, right? But with Virgo, it's this really fine tuning and it can help you like just see the real deep down details of what you need to change your life. And it's a new moon. So new moons are initiation periods and it can help you set new forward motion. It can help you set new plans, new routines. That's what I really recommend is figuring out, especially for your body, because Virgo rules our health and our physical self, our routines, and our physical selves. They need the routine, right? We need to sleep and wake every day. We need to eat food. We need to, you know, go to the bathroom. We need to do all these little sort of mundane things to take care of the bio suit. It really is a lot like when you get a car, you take care of the car. You know, you change, ideally, if you're going to make it last a long time, you change the oil, you service it regularly, you replace things that aren't working, you just keep, you know, upgrading the car, fixing the car until at some point it wears out just like we do. So, I mean, it's all for naught in the end because no one gets out alive. But while we're here taking care of things and keeping things orderly, it makes for a better existence, even for our health. Like if you can be, also Virgo rules discernment and you should be able to see. The hard part about it is what can happen with Virgo is that it is seeking perfection. And if you're way off the mark, what might happen is with all these Virgo planets, you suddenly see where you went wrong. You can see, oh, I got fat, or, oh, you know, I'm not taking care of myself. I need to exercise more. I'm still in this shitty relationship that I've known is a shitty relationship for however many years. Or you can all of a sudden see the errors of your ways. And it can be kind of difficult, like, because then you're being hard on yourself, right? You're like being critical and picking yourself apart and like, why did you make that decision? And what were you thinking? All these sort of like wherever you did go wrong and wherever you need to set things straight, you're going to see that right now too. But you need to be gentle with yourself and understand that we're just humans and we're here to kind of Well, you know, it's questionable why we're here, I think. But we are here, and astrology does give us, like, an insight into the ways we can live coming from a higher vibration or from a finer, more joyful vibration. And that, I mean, you could also use astrology and choose all the really crap, difficult parts too, if you wanted. But with knowing, you know, the waves of energy that are coming in and what we're influenced by, what we're experiencing in the matrix on the planet, it gives you this, like, I guess it really helps you to be sovereign and to be free and to choose which direction and which reality you're going to create. So with the Virgo energy, don't be too hard on yourself. Just know that whatever you're doing that isn't in your higher, like, especially if you set your compass to a joyful, self-fulfilled, loving life full of, you know, wonderful relationships and abundance and all the joys of being on the planet. If you set that as an intention and then watch what happens, because you will start to make choices. You'll need to make choices in the direction of this intention. So whatever's in the way, whatever doesn't, you know, resonate or isn't cohesive with this ultimate goal of yours, that needs to fall away. And that can be difficult. But also, if you're being discerning, which you will be with all this Virgo energy, it's not that difficult. It's like, okay, this isn't what I want. There is, you know, there is Pluto and Saturn in Capricorn, which is trining this whole show, this new moon too, which there can be a heaviness, I guess. Pluto deals with, like, life and death, birth and destruction. It deals with the beginnings and the endings. And either way, it's all transitions into the next step or the next phase of life that we all need to go through. But it can be heavy. You can, you know, you might be one of the people that are experiencing the grief and the loss, because life needs to change in a way that things need to change. And sometimes that means we lose our pets or our people or situations that we didn't expect or want to lose, but they're going. And now we have to adapt to this new life. And ultimately, when you look back at the crisis of the loss, you can kind of see where you were and you can see what you needed to learn. And time does heal the wound and it makes you feel better. So there could be, I'm just thinking that there might be a little griefy kind of experiences coming up too, but there is overwhelmingly good energy. Like, even if you feel a bit of grief, it might just be a passing thing and you're able to see where you're going and what you need to do and how to get your ducks in a row and how to just be very particular and concise. And even with your diet, like, that's an important, that's the biofuel, right? Like, servicing your car. Back to that with Virgo, we need to make sure that we're structurally aligned so that our nervous systems can work properly. We need to make sure we're hydrated so that all of our cells can work properly and our organs. I mean, that's just like a no-brainer, right? We need to eat properly. A lot of people, I mean, people are vegans, people are vegetarians. There's all different ways of eating, but what you need to do is figure out what you need to eat and what works for you specifically. Like, there is, you know, the theory that a lot of vegans do become quite, like, especially Chinese medicine, because in Chinese medicine, we need the meats to sustain ourselves. Not lots of meat, but like a stew with a beef stew or a chicken stew or something that has some protein and warmth for the body to live off. I mean, if you were watching the series right now called Alone, and it's about these people that have been put off into the woods, into the wilderness in Alaska, alone to survive. And there's a big prize in the end. I think it's like $500,000 or something. But they're literally like they're survivalists. So they all figured they could handle it, right? They had the skills to build shelters and light fires and trap animals. And I was watching that thinking, you know, way back then, you couldn't be a vegan. You would just die. These people, if they hadn't been trapping rabbits and eating fish and doing all of that, they would not have lived. There's no way that we could live without somehow osmosising the animal energy. So don't be too hard on yourself. I think some people do like well when they're nourished by animal protein, especially if the food comes from a loving source. Or there's people who do really well on a vegan diet and are usually like their A blood types or AB. But there is a specific diet that you need for yourself. And especially coming in the changing seasons, I always think Chinese medicine, they have like a 10,000 year history. I feel like they were given like the rule book on how to keep the bio suit running for a really long time. And they have just such intuitive ways of looking at things. Even going into the fall, eating like root vegetables and things that are very warming and nourishing is a good way to stay healthy through the winter. So make sure you have like sweet potatoes, which is totally, if you're into the keto diet, not going to fly. But all the things that the earth grows apples and they last through the winter. You can get like onions and garlic and all these wonderful warming, cleansing eating. Like if you eat these things, it's very nourishing to the body. So figure out what you need to do to nourish your sweet self, because we need to be healthy and strong to carry out our purpose here on earth. And it's a lot better if you do it healthy. Like it especially catches up to you as you get older. And if you haven't taken care of yourself, just look around. You can see the people, the old people that you know, tried and the old people that just let it all go. And trust me, the old people that tried seem like they're having a better time of things. So it's worth the discipline. It's worth the focus and the routine of Virgo to, you know, do your Pilates or do your walks or, you know, make sure you eat nourishing broths. Do whatever you need to do to be healthy and stay alive a long time and enjoy yourself. Virgo will help you see that goal through. So now you can open your mind to that. With this Virgo moon, we have, again, so much Virgo energy. It's already, you're already really in it. It's been going on a while. Well, a week or so. But what, I guess 10 days since Virgo moved into, the sun moved into Virgo. Conjunct this, which means joined together, we've got Mars and Venus completely joined with this moon in around 6 degrees of Virgo. So the beginning degrees of the earth signs and the water signs are all being given kind of a special attention, a special ability to manifest themselves. Earth signs are really good at manifesting reality. So whatever you need to do to create a reality that is suited to you and nourishing to you and a reality that's supportive and one that has, one that you got to take into account your inner child. Do you have joy in your life? Are you working too hard? Virgo energy can work too hard. You don't want to do that. With the Venus there as well, there should be an ability for you to like tap into what is of value and what brings you joy. And often with Virgo, it's much simpler things. Like you don't need fancy, expensive things or holidays or anything to have a good time. Often it's just like, you know, digging in the ground or picking what essential oils to put into the infuser next. Or like it can be really simple, very earthy, simple pleasures are available to us right now. Yay! That's so lovely. So if you do have time, which you should, wonderful time to make time, is write out your plan. Write out what your goals are for the next little while. Write out what you would want to create. Write out, you know, what kind of old person you want to be and what kind of health you want to be in. And we really can tap into our inner healer right now. Virgo is very healing energy, very purifying energy. And we can, all of us can tap into it. So if we do that, we're going to be utilizing this time very well. And it is, there is a trine with Saturn, which again, there's that manifesting energy. It's like, okay, now you have the discipline. Now you all know, like you, all your ducks in a row. You got your Venus, your Mars, your Sun, your Moon, Mercury is almost there. All of this is kind of conspiring to support you in creating a whole new world, like a whole new world and a very balanced world coming from a higher like plane, a higher perspective, more like your higher self world. How if your higher self was running the show, think of the decisions you'd make. Think of the like your knowing that you would have. We can definitely all tap into this right now. It's really quite lovely. Especially, I mean, if you're an earth sign or you're Virgo, or if even the water signs are very nourished by this energy too, because security feels really good. Everybody wants to feel secure on the planet. And I think if we could just know intuitively that maybe this is all an illusion and we really are secure, we could just save ourselves all kinds of headache. Virgo, on the negative side of Virgo, there is a tendency to worry, like just relentless worry can occur if things are kind of aspected in a difficult way. And that's not fun, obviously. Nobody wants to worry. Also, anxiety can be triggered with Virgo energy, because there's just like so much. It's kind of like the system goes into overwhelm, and then it feels anxiety. And that's the thing. The Virgo is a very mental energy, and it thinks a lot, right? So it's going to, that's what can lead you down the pathway of anxiety. It's like, oh, it could be this. You could be a hypochondriac. Like, I might have this wrong with me, or that wrong with me, or this wrong with me. So you want to get a hold of that. You want to, because you don't want to create negative realities. You want to get a hold of that. There's lots of methods, like Bach's Rescue Remedy is great. If you take a few drops of that just to clear your energy of whatever negativity you've just experienced, maybe you saw something awful, felt something awful, heard something awful. If you've kind of imprinted with something scary, that will help clear things very quickly. Also, you can tap the emotional freedom technique. I think is really good for removing, like, I think the anxiety becomes like a groove in your nervous system. So the tapping taps into the Chinese meridians and actually moves things out of your nervous system, therefore removing the emotional state that is causing the loop. So that's a good thing to do. Any kind of like natural healing or therapy that is, you know, very earth related or natural will be very soothing to Virgo and help you get out of the negative Virgo stuff too. So, there, you know, it's not all roses and clean floors with Virgo. Sometimes there's like roses and neurosis. You've got to deal with that. But I think, I mean, all humans, I'd like to think, all humans have their moments of like anxiety or fear or, I mean, Christ, how could we not with the world that we live in, right? And the things that we're exposed to. So when you have that, just let it pass through you, become transparent to it. And if you're so called, you can even transmute that energy where you receive it and understand it and are able to kind of change it into something of a higher, finer vibration. But that's kind of, you know, work when you're confident and you're ready to deal with it. I mostly try to like insulate myself from negativity. Mostly, because it doesn't make any sense to be dabbling around for the most part. So that is the Virgo new moon. And then we have coming shortly after the new moon, there's going to be the moon will trine Pluto. And Pluto's, again, like ripping us up from the foundation. It wants you to see where the wounds were. It wants you to see where the darkness is. And that the soul wants to evolve. And it can't evolve if it's like stuck in all this past guck that it's busy pressing down and trying to avoid. So Pluto will bring it up to feel, bring it up to understand, and then you can transform it and move on, which is very good. So in Capricorn, there could be like family and roots, things to do with your roots and your, you know, authority or your legacy or kind of big picture authority, even the patriarch in your family. It could have something to do with that stuff as well. On the Sunday, we do have a lovely trine between Mercury and Uranus, which is great for quick thinking, new ideas, downloads of information. We really are kind of being supported with this astrological alignments right now to evolve very quickly, to get the show on the road, to know where we're going. Being purposeful and certain and directed right now will yield huge rewards. And we're coming towards this major conjunction of Pluto and Saturn in Capricorn in January, which is a real kind of like step into position, step into position. This is your time. This is like, now you have to take responsibility. Now you have to do what you know you've always had to do. Like it's coming. So right now, use this time to get your ducks in a row and figure out what you need to have. It's like what do you have in the bunker for when it hits? Do you have all of, I mean, that's exaggerating, obviously, and quite dramatic. But I mean, like, do you know what's coming and how to handle it? And do you know what you're supposed to be doing? And have you taken steps to do it? Because you don't want to miss the wave of energy, right? You don't want to be like procrastinating your way through this time of your life. You definitely should be taking action. With Mercury trining Uranus, that's like the lucky intellectual or mind break might come, which is wonderful. And then Venus will be trining Saturn. So it gives this permanence, this like structure, this knowing, you know, you're going to be there and I'm going to be here and we're going to do this together. There's like the commitment. You can commit. And that's like Virgo can actually have a hard time committing because it can see all the flaws. It's like, do I really? And then it sees just the flaws of everything, sees the flaws of the union of marriage, sees the flaws of society, sees whatever flaws might happen when two people couple up. It's very conscious of that. So it can be kind of a hindrance in that regard. But with the way we have the trine between Saturn and Venus right now in the earth signs, there's this sort of permanence. There's a like a trust, a knowing that we're in it together and that we're committed. It's like those couples that were like high school sweethearts and they just always could count on each other and they've been together for years. And it's like those people. That's the kind of commitment. It's a lovely blessing. And so if you can commit to whatever you need to commit, whatever you value, whatever is important, if you can commit with that, that is a really good way to do it for sure. So what do we have? We've got that on the Sunday. I think that kind of, that's like the big news, but we of course, I mean, it's the planet and stuff's going down all the time. We have on the Monday, there's like a square between Venus and Sagittarius, or not Sagittarius, Jupiter in Sagittarius. So there is this like a big, a possible manifestation energy where you can like suddenly things become changed and like lucky breaks happen or you're focused on good things. There's luck. It is a really lucky energy. So it could be that that's the sort of thing that manifests coming on Monday. You'll feel that. We do also have a conjunction between Mercury and Mars and then the Sun and Mercury on Tuesday. That's another like, there's a lot of Virgo energy. Like we really, it's like having our radar glasses on, our like super seeing, like figure it all out, get it all in order, like even cement and anchor in that plan and what you're going to do and what your routine is going to be. That is what's happening right now, Tuesday. So that's, it's all very similar energy though, right? It's just kind of amplifying it after this new moon, which is lucky for us, which really is lucky for us. Because we have the support of this earth energy. The grand trine in earth is like a very fortunate manifesting energy. Today we have Venus in opposition to Neptune. This is like, again, there could be this shimmery reality being created, this like dream come true vibe to things that are going on. And that can be stressful when you're actually on the verge of your dreams come true, or they actually are coming true. Something you wanted to happen is happening. It can actually end up creating a bit of anxiety. So just be aware that there is that tendency, like something good is coming. And then you feel like, like if you're about to get into a relationship and you're sure it's the right one. And then suddenly you're like, I'm not sure that I'm seeing things very clearly. But also be careful, for there could be an opportunity to overestimate or be in a sort of like shimmery illusion about what's actually going on. You need to be, although with all this Virgo, you should be pretty clear about what's going on with no illusions. But there could be those moments where you're like, oh, maybe, but maybe not. But there's also, you know, creating your dream come true stuff. Depends on how it hits in your chart or where it hits, but the potential is definitely there. Mercury will be trining Saturn on Thursday. And that is a great, again, like for us to get our ducks in a row. The moon will trine Chiron. There's like a healing vibe that will help. Do we need to feel our feelings to move forward? Do you need to somehow express your vulnerability to be more authentic to move forward? That could be something that's going on right now too. there's a square, you might get a little frustrated. Your freedom on Thursday afternoon could be possibly thwarted. There could be this like, oh, I'm going to go have fun. I'm going to be out there. It's like summer's almost over. It's wonderful, or depending on your hemisphere. And then, but there's work to be done. There's like, you got to like weed the yard, or you've got to catch up on files, or whatever it is that your work is to be done. That could be in your way right now, frustrating you on one level, but on another level, you can get a whole bunch done. Like the friction to create and get things finished is very strong. So you can't really ignore it. You could try, but likely you just won't be. You'll just be like a busy bee doing exactly what you should be doing, which is awesome because that's, you know, then we feel at one and cohesive and our emotions calm down and we don't have anxiety. Friday, we have a lovely trine between the Sun and Venus in, they're hitting Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn. There's that Earth energy again, like, wow, can I see this reality being built? Now I'm making headway. Now I understand what I need to do to create this new, practical, stable, healthy environment for myself. There's also Mercury squaring the Sagittarius Jupiter. This, again, like, squares, especially when they're good signs, can actually create this friction to create a reality, to create something new, to make change, to like force growth. So between Mercury and Jupiter, there is an expansiveness. Maybe you're planning travel or you're trying to think outside the box. Maybe you want to move or you want to start a new form of study or do something different, like meet people, connect with people from different cultures, connect with the world in some way, or publish, like connecting ideas in some way. Jupiter in Sag definitely wants to explore and adventure and expand into the world. And the Venus Mercury, or not, the Mercury Virgo is kind of like getting a little bit focused on the details, on the like, it's they're not overly compatible, right? One wants to expand and explore and don't think of all those little details, and this Jupiter, the Sagittarius, will say, well, done is better than perfect. And then this Virgo will be like, oh, no, that is not true. Why would you even do it if you don't try your very best? So there's that going on, possibly in your own psyche. Not overly fun, but productive. There's so much productivity going right now. It's just so exciting. On the 7th, on the Saturday, we do have an opposition between Mercury in Virgo and Neptune in Pisces. That's like big energy. That really is like Pisces and Neptune dissolves, and it creates reality through dissolving and re-emerging reality. It's like very, it's a very dream come true kind of energy. And with Mercury there, like maybe there's some way for you to mentally work to create your dream come true. Like there's some sort of, let's say you're a writer and you have a dream of having a like your vision came from Neptune, but Mercury is the one that has to carry it out, right? Mercury has to sit down every day. Mercury needs the discipline because it's the Mercury that is doing the acts that it needs to get out of you. But Neptune is like, well, look at this idea. It's like so awesome and big and convoluted and just amazing and dramatic. And then Mercury comes along. It's like, okay, well, if this idea is viable, I better get to work. I better start writing. So in a way, they can be, that's a really good example of using the Neptune Mercury. Or you have some other kind of art. You've gotten the vision and the Virgo will bring it down to earth and into reality. There's that kind of back and forth plug going on the weekend. We do on the Sunday, the 8th, we have a Sun squaring Jupiter. That's big. That's like, again, this sort of, the Sun, it's the same dynamic of the, like, the Jupiter wants to expand and get bigger, and the Sun is like, wait a minute, we need to focus on these details. We need the details to be all orderly before we kind of expand. But then the Jupiter is like, well, look where we could travel. And then the Sun is in Virgo is like, okay, well, let me look at some places we could go and let me, you know, research prices and modes of transportation and blah, blah, blah. Well, so there's like these, see how they kind of work together? The Jupiter will see the vision of the holiday, and then the Mercury Virgo energy will be like, I'm going to put it all together. So all of these little parts of us are all very important. They're all very necessary. So we just have to kind of learn to maneuver all of these parts of ourselves in a coherent and harmonious way. That's important work. Otherwise, we're just sort of miserable all the time. On the Sunday, the same day that there's the square, we do have a conjunction between the moon. It's a Capricorn moon, so things are getting more serious. It's the moon conjoining Pluto and Mercury trining Pluto and Mars trining Saturn. Again, like the productivity, we could literally get like lifetimes of work done in the next week. We really could. We could, like, seriously, especially if there's something that big that you've wanted to start or some sort of major shift that you've been thinking about taking, the planning that you would do right now towards that, maybe it's something that was in the new year in March, like in the springtime, that you're going to launch into the world. But the planning that you can do now is really, like, it's meticulous. It's such good planning. And there's so many aspects around everything that you should be able to, like, the aspects are all supportive, especially with the earth signs and the grand trine, like the manifestation ability of what you're doing right now, and also the long-term success of what you're doing right now is just very supported. So it's exciting. And if there's any bumps in the road, it's all stuff just coming up to be released, to get out of your way so that you can get to where you're going. And I'm sure right now, thank goodness, everything's moving forward again. You probably really know where you want to get to go. And that's awesome. So that is it for this week. I hope that you take care of your precious self and you're going to really, that will pay you back in huge dividends. Thank you so much for listening. And if you have any questions about the Virgo moon or your experience of the Virgo moon, feel free to contact me at hillaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Thank you so much for listening.